kind of my standard sermon for Thanksgiving for many years now, but I always delight in the fact that Thanksgiving actually was invented because the Puritans, the Pilgrims, had outlawed Christmas. You know, this is the Grinch. This is the original Grinch that stole Christmas. They outlawed it because Christmas was for them way too Catholic, too full of all kinds of celebrations and feasting and parties and giving of gifts and Christmas trees and lights. So the Pilgrims, when they came over here, they said, we got nothing to do with that Catholic stuff. So they outlawed Christmas. In fact, still on the books, up until the 20th century, in some parts of New England, it was still against the law legally. You know, then nobody paid attention to it. Still against the law to celebrate Christmas or take the day off. That was the beginning of this country. So anyway, they knew that they had to do something, so they invented Thanksgiving. Now, of course, when the Catholics all started coming, the Catholics just looked at that as another opportunity to celebrate. Let's have another party. Let's have another feast. Let's have another holiday. And so the Catholics, we've kind of done a lot to influence the way this country is. So now we celebrate not only Thanksgiving, we also celebrate Christmas. And every time we have a Mass, in a certain sense, it's a Thanksgiving. It's a celebration, thanking God for what He's given to us. Now, part of what I always mention, too, on Thanksgiving is, and I mentioned this to the catechism kids on Monday, I said, what do you give thanks to God for? One of the little boys raised his hand. He says, for all the stuff we got. And I said, yes, you do. You have to thank God for all the stuff you got. You know, your shoes, your clothes, your food, the warm house. Thank God for all those things. You also thank God for your parents, your children. You thank God for your grandchildren. You thank God for your brothers and your sisters. So you thank God for all of those people in our lives. But then I also often say, because I think of this all the time, what happens if you don't have all that stuff? I mean, this morning before 7 o'clock, there was two homeless guys at the door, at the rectory. And you think, what do they thank God for? For being homeless? You could go over to McNeil Hospital, and you're going to have 300-400 people. I don't know what the bed numbers are over there, but what are they going to thank? They're sick on Thanksgiving. Well, do they thank God for their health? You think to yourself, well, is it enough to thank God for the material things in our lives? What if you're lonely? Maybe you've got all the material things you need, but you have no family. Maybe your spouse has died. Maybe your children have moved away, and you're going to celebrate Thanksgiving alone today. So then what do you thank God for? You thank God for having given you and us the life and our souls, so that whatever we have in our lives, even if it's an opportunity to suffer, like today's the Feast of St. Cecilia, they ripped her apart because she was a little Christian girl. They ripped her, they killed her, they martyred her. What did she give thanks to God for? Because she had life, and she had a soul, and she had the love of God in her heart. Because that's all that she eventually had at the end of her life was the love of God and her living soul, God gave her eternal life. So in the final analysis, we do thank God for all the stuff we got, but we also most importantly have to thank God for our lives and the love of God in those lives, and the promise, therefore, then, of eternal life in heaven. That's what we thank God for having given us the chance to be saved, to leave this world with all of its travails and all of its tears and all of its suffering, and it will be loaded with it, so we thank God for that too. But we leave this world and go into the eternal world of happiness with God in heaven. And that's ultimately what we thank Him for. When we say that the Mass is the Eucharist, the word Eucharist is to give thanks to God. And what do we give thanks to God for? For having saved us. And what is salvation? Chance to get to heaven. It's very simple, very beautiful, and leads to very profound, very deep thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.